Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We have some outstanding musicians here. Featured musician is a man who's played quite a bit of music over the years, Abraham Laboriel. By the way, we do have two bass players on this song, just so that you won't be trying to figure out how is one bass man playing all of this. The song is entitled The Bass Walk. We'll be hearing some more from them. Wow, and they are playing. I'd like for us to take a look some more at promises made by our current president. Of course, President Donald Trump. I love the man. I care about him. I appreciate the good that he's doing. I definitely want him to do much more good. Taking a look at some of the promises that he made, including some that he made during his inaugural speech. One of the promises that he made was that he would rebuild the U.S. Navy toward the goal of 350 ships, 350 surface ships and submarines, as recommended by the bipartisan National Defense Panel. And for what we're being told, the promise has been made again. We're still waiting to see what will happen with it. Another promise is that if elected president, he would accept no salary. And from what we're hearing, as of May 18th, 2018, he donated his first quarter salary to the VA. He promised to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Did he follow through on that promise? Yes. A lot of heartache, heartburn, trouble around that, but yes, he did keep that promise. He said he would renegotiate the Iran deal. And basically what he did was withdrew the deal. He exited from the Iran nuclear deal, despite the fact that, from all indications, they were living up to what they had promised. Again, for our allies, this spells trouble. They're not really pleased with that decision. He promised that he would terminate Barack Obama's immigration executive orders immediately. He definitely worked on getting that done. Federal judge ordered the Trump administration to accept some new DACA requests, but stayed the order for 90 days. He's still working diligently to get that one taken care of, followed through on. Promised to build a safe zone for Syrian refugees. So far, at least as of April 5th, that had not been done from what we're told. He said he would build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. How do you make another country pay for something that they don't even want? So far, that has not been done. He promised to raise tariffs on goods imported into the U.S., and we've heard a lot of talk about steel and aluminum tariffs, which he is now implementing. Again, to the dismay of a number of people from around the world, including some of our closest allies. Mixed reaction here in America. Some in America say this is good. Some in America say this is going to really, really hurt us. Some are saying it's already hurting us when it was just a threat and he had not made it a sealed deal yet. Some American business people were saying it was hurting them already. He said that he would make no cuts to Medicare as of February 20th of this year. He had made no cuts to Medicare as of February 20th. He said that he would continue funding for historic black colleges. We're going to be talking about promises with regards to school pretty soon. But in the meantime, he had said he would ensure funding for historic black colleges. He enacted some laws that will be causing many colleges to take a huge hit. And I'm saying he along with the Republicans in Congress. And again, when I say Congress, I'm referring to the House of Representatives and the Senate, because, of course, we know both chambers have to approve and pass the bill to the president for him to receive a bill to even sign. Colleges and universities are going to be taking a hit, which means potential and active current students will be taking a hit. But from what we're told, black colleges would escape the hits that other educational programs would take. He promised that he would eliminate gun-free zones at schools and military bases. In December, a bill passed the House that eased gun carrying rights in schools. There's still some debate on that one. Said he would make no cuts to Medicaid. Said he's not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican, and he's not going to cut Medicare or Medicaid. And as of February 14th of 2018, his administration still wants Medicaid overhaul that would likely produce cuts. Let's take a look at some more promises that our president made. And again, we're going back to his inaugural address now, as we get ready to take a look at particularly how well the poor among us, the ones who are having the toughest time, the hardest time, are faring under President Trump. One of the hopes he gave some people is that America would be a country ruled by the people. He said the United States of America is your country. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. When you take a look at many of the policies that have been put into play, you have to ask, okay, what truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. When he said that, did he mean whether the government is controlled by all of the people? Or did he mean whether the government is controlled by some of the people? Because some of the people are definitely faring very, very well under President Trump, while others are faring very poorly under President Trump. We know that a lot of people have really been having a very, very difficult time, especially not only since, but especially since that Great Recession was forced upon us. And President Trump, being fully aware of the fact that a lot of people were really suffering, made comments like these. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are the just and reasonable demands of a righteous public. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities, rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, an education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of knowledge, and the crime and gangs and drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. He says, we are one nation. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success. And he went on to say, the oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. So we're taking a look at some of the policies that President Trump is putting into play, and we're finding out what the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, I just call them the Center for short, is saying about these policies and the impact that they really will have on we the people, and particularly those who are having the hardest time, the toughest time in America. They pointed out that child care assistance, the budget providing funding for the Child Care and Development Block Grant, taking a hit. Cuts in SNAP, housing assistance, and Medicaid. He said he wouldn't be cutting Medicaid. Proposed cuts in SNAP, housing assistance, and Medicaid would make it harder for millions of families to afford food and rent. And it would leave millions of Americans without health insurance, likely leading to food insecurity, housing instability, and worse health outcomes that would make it harder for many working families to stay employed and make ends meet. So based on the findings of the center, President Trump is proposing and passing policy that will, without question, make life much more difficult for many millions of Americans, fellow Americans, our fellow citizens. And remember what Lee Atwater said during the Reagan years. Talk about states' rights. Talk about cuts, budget cuts, cuts to the budget, cuts. And he said, we know that this is all about economic stuff, but that was the way to continue to perpetrate and perpetuate lives of misery in communities of color, especially the black community, without using the N-word and other techniques that have been used previously. And Lee Atwater pointed out that he knew that some white people would be hurt by those policies. But he said, but the thing is, black people would be hurt more. As I've shared with you before on a number of occasions, ladies and gentlemen, situations do not create themselves. People create situations. As I have also said on many occasions, we need to be determining whether or not the people who create these situations do it out of ignorance, or do it out of mean-spiritedness? Do they do it because they just don't know any better? Or do they do it because they know what the outcomes will be and they want the outcomes that they will get? And when you learn that You have people who propose policies and policy initiatives that are designed to hurt people, designed to hurt white people, but to hurt black people more. You know that they're not making these decisions out of ignorance. And SNAP, a state option allowing working families to continue to receive benefits that phase down gradually, falling by about 30 cents for every additional dollar earned. If a family's income rises modestly above the typical cutoff at 130% of the poverty line, which is basically $27,000 per year for a family of three, the president's budget would reinstate a benefit cliff by eliminating that option, forcing states to terminate modest but important benefits to working families whose income rises modestly above the 130% of the poverty line. It seems like our president, working along with others in politics, is working very diligently to make life worse for many.